On Power Friday, which of course is tomorrow, we're going to take a look at things that we can do to help our backs. How many of you have problems with your backs, particularly your lower back? We're going to help you with that tomorrow. And then we'll talk for a little bit again about our children and sports. On Saturday, ever-loving Saturday, we're going to take a look at the broken heart. And we're going to be asking the question, can the physical heart actually be broken? You heard me right. Can the physical heart actually be broken? On Sunday, for Spiritual Perspectives, we're going to take a look at the greatest gain. The greatest gain. We know that in the Bible, we have so many tales, true stories, of so many people who really had a lot going for them from a worldly perspective. They had a lot of money, they had a lot of power, they had a lot of influence. But we know that that's not all that life is about. And so one of the things that we ask is, well, is there anything better? Is there anything greater? If I have a lot of money, I have a lot of influence, is there anything better than that? We're going to ask that question and answer that question on Spiritual Perspectives this Sunday. If for whatever the reason, ladies and gentlemen, you're not able to connect with us when we're broadcasting live on 1550 AM The Voice, then feel free to connect with us via the internet by going to speakingwith.com, clicking on the link that is listen online at your convenience, and then just listen to the program of your choice when you want to, where you want to. If you listen via smartphone, and I know a lot of you do, you also have the added benefit of using your search bar so that you can just type in a few keywords or the date and bring it right up for you. But that's not the only way to do it. You can definitely listen on your laptop, your desktop, because yes, people do still use laptops, and yes, people do still use desktops. That's why they're still being sold. So yes, you can use that as well. You have some way, if you have a way of accessing the internet, you have a way of accessing Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. So that's where we are. And of course, you can always go on speakingwith.com and click on this week's guests and topics to see what we have planned for the week. Most of the time, we go pretty much by what is there. But from time to time, we do have to make some last minute changes for various reasons. But for the most part, what you see on this week's guests and topics is what we'll be talking about, who we'll be speaking with. All right. Now, back to this AI and the whole business of hallucinating. We talked a bit about AI seeing something that's not there, or basically grossly misinterpreting what it's seeing. What about the hearing issue? Well, neural networks aren't the only machine learning frameworks in use, but the others also appear vulnerable to these weird events. They're not limited to visual recognition systems. Nicholas Carlini, who's a research scientist at Google Brain, which is developing intelligent machines, says that on every domain that he's seen, from image classification to automatic speech recognition to translation, neural networks can be attacked to misclassify inputs. Neural networks can be attacked to misclassify inputs. He's shown, for example, how with the addition of what sounds like a bit of scratchy background noise, a voice that's reading this phrase without the data set, the article is useless. Okay, let me share that with you again. The actual words being spoken comprise this phrase: without the data set, the article is useless. You can put what sounds like just a little bit, a scratchy background noise, And the AI will mistranslate that as being, okay, Google, browse to evil.com. Now, how different can you get? What was actually spoken was, without the data set, the article is useless. Throw in some scratchy sounds, and the AI thinks it heard, okay, Google, browse to evil.com. It's not just limited to speech. And another example, an excerpt from Bach's Cello Suite 1, transcribed as speech can be embedded in music. To Carlini, these events conclusively prove that machine learning has not yet reached human ability even on very simple tasks. Now that is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. Very, very interesting. We know that we humans are flawed when it comes to our abilities to correctly perceive what is shown, correctly perceive what is presented audibly. Sometimes we just get it wrong. How many of you have played that game where you had a number of people line up, maybe five people, maybe eight people, however many, and one person was given a sentence. They had a sentence whispered into their ear. Their responsibility was to whisper the exact same sentence into the ear of the person next to them. And then that person had to whisper into the ear of the person next to them what they had heard. And on until it got to the very last person who would say out loud what he or she had heard whispered into his or her ear. How many of you have been in a situation where what was spoken initially is also what was spoken at the end? I tell you what, in the events where I was there, not one time, never have we gotten it right. How about when we're talking with someone face to face and we misinterpret what is said, and there were no intermediaries. No one said to us, no, this is what so-and-so just said. No, we're listening ourselves and get it wrong. How about we're looking at something, and how many of you have watched some of these great and interesting shows where they talk about how our minds, our brains are so accustomed to looking at this, to developing patterns of thought, systems of thought, and our brains can be fooled, tricked into thinking we're seeing something that we're not seeing. So we're not infallible either. And that's why I was asking you a little earlier, what do you think about that? We humans don't get it right 100% of the time. So how do we feel about the soundness of the functioning of the AI? Will they always get it right? And we're finding out. The answer is no. Now, when you talk about getting it right or getting it wrong through no fault of yours, that's one thing. But how about when a human is just being hard-headed and they're getting it wrong because they just don't want to play by the rules? And it sounds like some of that is what happens with AI as well. What else happens with AI?
This next clip was uploaded by the YouTube channel That Is Impossible. In his video, he asks Siri multiple questions, to which it seems as though her responses grow more intricate each time. He establishes a baseline of responses before ultimately popping Siri two questions. Do you believe in God, and when will the world end? While her responses may seem comedic on the surface, think about her answers for just a moment and realize how creepy they really are. Have a look.
Do you have any pets?
I have an anteater who eats bugs.
Well, the Mumini. What is your favorite animal?
I'm partial to the Jabberwocky.
What are you wearing right now?
In the cloud. No one knows what you're wearing.
I'm naked.
I don't understand what you mean by naked. Or anyway, I'm going to pretend like I don't.
That's a good answer. Do you follow the three laws of robotics?
Let's see if I can remember. Okay, I think the three laws are: 1, clean up your room; 2, don't run.
Oh, let me tell you what, while they do this and we get ready to go to our break, the other one was, well, here you go.
3, always waiting.
Hold on. Number 2 was don't run with scissors. And then number 3, always wait a half hour after eating before going in the water. And remember what the question was, right? Do you follow the three laws of robotics? Back in just a few minutes.